either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com.
وزوجناكم الحور العين. On the sixth ring, we will marry them to the hoors of Jannah. Seventh ring, وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين. For you in my Jannah is whatever you desire, things which will cool your eyes. جزاءً بما كانوا يعملون. It is a recompense for the deeds which you did. On the eighth ring, وافقتم النبيين والشهداء. You have met the rank of the Anbiya. You have met the Shuhada. On the ninth ring, sirtum shababan la tahramun. You have become young, you will never become old. On the tenth ring, sakantum fi jiwarim la yuzil jiran. You are in the protection of one who will never harm his neighbors. You are in the protection of Allah. That is Allah's jannat, beyond the imagination of this insan. Wa ridwanum min Allahi akbar. Allah's greatest is the Allah's happiness. Allah's pleasure is the greatest thing. There is nothing greater than that. Everything else that has become an obstacle to that, Allah's qasam, we may see success in it, we may see advancement in it, we may see benefit in it. Allah's qasam, it is nothing but a deception. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The possessions of this world, if they have taken you away from Allah and the deen of Allah and the effort of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether you understand it or you don't understand it, it is a deception. Those friends that have taken you away from Allah and the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْأَخِلَّا يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ إِلَّا الْعَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. On that day, Allah says, every friendship will be enmity except those who took you closer to Allah. Everything else is a deception. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. He was loved for Allah's sake, hated for Allah's sake, given for Allah's sake, withheld for Allah's sake. This is Kamal Iman. His Iman has become Kamil. And how can we gain the love of Allah? How can we understand the pleasure of Allah? There is no other road. There is no other medium. There is no other way. But Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوْ اِسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابْ وَجَاؤُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. If they open every door and they come on every road, لَا أَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَيَّدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ. I will never grant them my closeness. I will never grant them my love. I will never grant them my mercy, except that they do not come upon your road. Ya Habibi, Ya Muhammad. O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying is only for Allah. It's only for Allah. Why is he being ordered to say this, my beloved brothers? To make the whole ummah understand that if you want Allah, you have to come onto that same way. Come onto the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other Nabi in the Quran did Allah take qasam upon him. In two places, Allah took qasam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La amruk. On the qasam of the Umar, life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waqeelihi, ya Rabbi, by the qasam of the qawl and the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for no other Nabi did Allah take qasam on his risalat, yaseen, wal Qur'an al-hakim, innaka lamin al-mursaleen, by the qasam of the Qur'an al-hakim, you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Rasul of Allah. Allah took qasam on his risalat, on the risalat of no other Nabi. Allah took qasam on the land of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La uqsim bihada al-balad wa anta hillum bihada al-balad. Allah takes qasam on Makkah because it is the land in which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lives. Ibrahim alayhi salam being thrown into the fire. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me and Allah is the best of planners. Ibrahim alayhi salam says hasbi Allah for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without saying ya ayyuhan nabi hasbuk Allah. Oh my Nabi, Allah is sufficient for you. Allah is sufficient for you. When they slandered the other anbiya, Allah mentions the slanders that were leveled against the other anbiya in the Quran. Innaka lafi dhalalika alqadim. You are upon your own deviation. Innaka fi safaha. You are a foolish person. Inna lanaraka fi safaha. Various other anbiya, it was mentioned, they call them fools, na'uzubillah. They call them magicians, na'uzubillah. Quran mentioned these insults, but the defense was not mentioned in the Quran. But in the case of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَلَا أُقْسِمْ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. My Nabi is not a poet. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْعُرُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. My Nabi is not a magician. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What he is telling you is from Allah. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. By the qasam of the stars, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak of his desires. It is wahi from Allah. Defense upon defense. Allah couldn't tolerate that they are insulting my Nabi. They said he is mad, na'udhu billah. Noon wal-qalam wama yasturun ma anta bi-ni'mati rabbika bi-majnoon. By the pen and that which it writes, by the favor of your Rabb, my Nabi is not a mad person. Defense upon defense. Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. We showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the signs of the heavens and the earth so that his conviction could become complete upon Allah. For Ibrahim alayhi salam, the signs for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. He was taken physically, bodily, from masjid al-haram to masjid al-aqsa, through the seven heavens, brought right in front of Allah. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ وَأَدْنَى. According to one tafsir, 102 arrow lengths from Allah. Still Allah says, يَا حَبِيبِي أُذْنُ مِنِّي يَا حَبِيبِي أُذْنُ مِنِّي. Oh my beloved, come closer, come closer, come closer. Then he addresses Allah, oh my Allah, you suffered late for Dawood alayhi salam. أَلَمْ تَلِي دَاوُدَ الْحَدِيدِ. You subjugated the jinnat and the winds to Sulaiman alayhi salam. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. And various other mu'jiza of other anbiya were mentioned. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. What did you give me? Allah Ta'ala addresses him. أَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Have I not given you better than all this? أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَحَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. You are the beloved of Allah. وَأَلَّا ذُكِرْتَ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. From now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Understand the closeness between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the nizam and the system. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala allowed for this, my name with the name of my Nabi. When Allah spoke of Iman, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Bring Iman on Allah and His Rasul. When Allah spoke of kufr, kafaru billahi wa rasulihi. They made kufr on Allah and His Rasul. When Allah spoke of disobedience, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. When Allah spoke of pleasure and razamandi, وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُرْضُو. When Allah spoke of إِعْلَانِ حَجْ أَذَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. When Allah spoke of the declaration of Bara'at, بَرَاعَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. When Allah spoke of itaat, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. When Allah spoke of enmity, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Allah dhukir, illa dhukir tamai. My name will not be taken except that my name, my Nabi's name will be taken with my name. That is the love and the connection between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the maqam and the status of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi Allah gave us, and still, what arrogance this ummati of his has, that today the statement is made that it is only sunnat. It is only sunnat. The insult that that statement carries with it, if the seven heavens and the earth has to be break, it is a lesser crime than the insult that that statement carries, that it is only sunnat. In other words, it can be left out. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, so it is only sunnat. I don't have to do it. What insult, what ingratitude. And then we wonder why the conditions are like this. Abu Sufyan was told, Ya Aba Sufyan, جئتكم بخير الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة. I have come to you with that way of life in which Allah has not only kept the success of akhirat, Allah has kept the dignity of dunya in my way of life. If you want success If you want prosperity, if you want honor, then it is in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In no other way. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let them know, we have turned away from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fitna will come upon them in this dunya. Trials and tribulations will come upon them. And in akhirah they will be given a dreadful punishment. Why? They have shifted away from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want Allah's love, if you want Allah's closeness, if you want the mercy of Allah, then the day has to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the night has to become the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he comes into his home, the eyes of the Quran have come down. Ya ayyuhal muddathir. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. O my Nabi, who covers himself in a cloth, stand up now, warn them, call them, invite them. How must you invite them? How must you warn them? Tell them of the greatness of Allah. Tell them of the majesty of Allah. Tell them of the glory of Allah. He comes home to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Khadija, in qatta'a ayyamun nawmi warraha. Mission of Nubuwwat has been outlined. The maqsad and the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been outlined. O Khadija, the days of sleep and rest for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have come to an end. In qatta'a ayyamun nawmi warraha. Another riwayat comes, itwi al-firash fa innahu la rahata ba'd al-yawm. Rub up my bedding, after this there will be no peace for me. Sahaba say, kana daim al fikri wal ahzan. He was perpetually in fikr, perpetually in gham, perpetually in worry, perpetually in grief. Man ad'u, man yastajib. Oh Khadija, who am I going to invite? Who is going to listen? Who is going to listen? The weight and the worry of the whole of mankind, whole of insan, whole of jinnat had been placed on the shoulders of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Till Qiyamah, he saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam, he saw the azab of Jahannam. When an ummati of his died on the disobedience of Allah, when an ummati of his died without accepting his message, it was as if he saw that person going into Jahannam. And this would eat him up inside, finish him up inside, to the extent that Sahaba say, Azizun ka Azizil Mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle used to come from his heart. Crying, Ya Allah, what is happening to my ummat? Ya Allah, what is happening to my ummat? He says, "Anta awwal man ad'u man yastajib." Who am I going to invite? Who is going to listen? To encourage him, she says, "Anta awwalu man tad'u wa ana awwalu man astajib." You be the first to give the invitation, I will be the first to say labbay. And from the first day, understand the role of the wife is being outlined. The ummah is being taught what the role of the wife is. She is a partner, a sharik of her husband, not in the shop, not in the business, not in acquiring wealth, but she is a sharik and a partner with her husband in the effort of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the first day, she gave everything, everything. To this extent, that he stands on Mount Safa, Ya Jibreel, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا أَمْسَى لِعَالِ مُحَمَّدٍ صُفَّةٌ مِّن دَقِيقٍ وَلَا كَفَّةٌ مِّن شَعِيرٍ. By the qasam of that being in whose hand lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Jibreel, today the day has come that there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley in my home. The home is empty, finished. Everything was given. She was the wealthiest woman in Makkah, yet the day comes that there is no food at home. And what that ummati, whose bank balance is brimming, whose wealth is brimming, when the call is given, strive for what your Nabi has striven. Cry, Allah's deen is dying, what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed for. See around you what is happening to his ummat. Then they say, isn't it the order of Allah that we should be earning also? Isn't it the order of Allah that we should be earning also? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Talabu kasbil halali faridatun ba'da al-farida." To earn halal earning is farz after the other faraiz of deen. Don't you know the maslas? On qasam, on the Mount of Safa, he calls out to his Allah and he says, "There is no food in my home." He didn't understand the masail of deen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't understand the need to fill the home. He didn't understand the need to make sure that every occasion there is a new outfit. He didn't understand the need to ensure that the furniture is at the best standard. He didn't understand the need to fill with luxuries and wealth that today in the name of deen we are filling our homes. And Allah's deen is dying around us and still the heart is not crying. Why? Because this heart has become attached to this dunya. This is why when dunya gets affected, the heart cries. When the orders of Allah are broken, the heart doesn't cry. When millions are going towards Jahannam, when there are countries where the Muslim population, 90% can't say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Believers can't even recite the kalima. Go to Russia, go to Albania, go to these countries and see how tears come into the eyes of people when they see a copy of the Quran. That today we have taken deen for granted and in the name of dunya we are withholding from the effort of deen. What about the millions in Africa, Malawi, just a couple of hours away from us? In the last 15-20 years, 4 million Muslims have become murtad. 4 million Muslims. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one small group comes onto irtidad. أَيُنْقَصُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيِّ. He says, can I remain alive and the deen of Allah be affected? How is it possible? When he is asked, keep the army of Usama in Medina. Keep the army of Usama behind in Medina. We need protection. He says, أَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُذِلُّنِي أَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي. Which sky is going to shade me? Which earth is going to tolerate my presence if I break one order of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَنْفِذُوا جَيْشَ Usama. The army of Usama must leave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered it. Today his own ummah has forgotten his effort. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose maqam and status were such, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the iman of my whole ummah is put on one side, and the iman of Abu Bakr is put on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr will outweigh the iman of the whole ummah. He says that if I break one order, which sky is going to shade me? And which earth will tolerate my presence? Which order haven't we broken, and still the heart is not crying? And then we say, don't you know the maslahs of deen? He's selling his iman in the bazaar for 100 rand or 500 rand. And when his son's tashkil is made to go for 4 months in the path of Allah, he wants to ask the muftis for fatwa. Today we have withheld in the name of deen. This is what is meant. إِذَا تَرَكَتِ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ حُرِمَتْ بَرَكَةُ الْوَحِي. When my ummah will leave the effort of my deen, will leave enjoining good and forbidding evil, the barakat of wahi will be taken away. The understanding of wahi will be taken away. My life will be there. Quran will be there. Hadith will be there. The understanding won't be there. We'll use that to stop us from the effort of deen. That in the name of deen today, the dunya is filled in the homes. Filled. What was the position of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That in the time of the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Hafsa and Aisha radiallahu anhuma, Ummahatul Mumineen, sent to him, to request him to increase his allowance on the Baytul Maal to live a little more luxuriously. Not luxuriously, luxury is the wrong word. To live in such a way that it is at least acceptable, others are able to eat the food that he is eating. Because of its simplicity. He looks at them and he says to them, long rewired, we don't have the time. He says, you are the mothers of the believers. You are the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The believers have a right upon you and I specially have a right upon you, being the Amirul Mumineen. He says, I give you the wasta of Allah's qasam. Ama ta'alameena anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shabi'a min khubzi burrin asharata ayyamin aw khamsata ayyamin aw thalathata ayyamin aw jama'a bayna ghada'in wa asha'in hatta lahiqa billah. Tell me, you lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I give you the wasta of Allah's qasam and I ask you, was there in the life of my Nabi 10 consecutive days or 5 consecutive days or 3 consecutive days or even one day? Was there even one day when there was sufficient food in the house of my Nabi for him to eat stomach full? Was there even one day when he had 2 meals in one day? With tears in their eyes, they say, oh Umar, there wasn't one day like that in the life of Rasulullah. To that extent, he gave for this ummah. Everything was finished. Everything. The home was emptied. That once he comes to the home of Aisha radiallahu anha, and he asks her that, oh Aisha, is there any food? Normally, His habit was that if he is told there is food, he would eat it and make shukr to Allah. And if there was no food, he would fast. He receives the reply that there is no food, but today his hunger is too great. He says, send to the home of the second wife. The message comes back that there is no food. Third home, no food. Fourth home, no food. Fifth home, no food. Sixth home, no food. Not one scrap of food for him to eat. Seventh home, no food. Eighth home, no food. Ninth home, no food. He says, send to the home of Fatima. Is there any food? Message comes back from her also that there is no food. He goes and sits in the masjid. Their homes were emptied. Their wives went hungry. Their children were made orphans for the sake of this deen, and for the sake of hidayat, and for the sake of this ummah. Ka'b bin Ajura radiallahu ta'ala who comes into the masjid. And he looks at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately. He says, Mali araka mutaghayyir al-lawn. O Nabi of Allah, why has your face changed color? He says, O Ka'b, ma dakhala jawfi, ma yadkhulu jawfa dhati kabid mundu thalath. That O Ka'b, for 3 days, not a single morsel of food has entered my stomach. When Ka'b bin Ajura hears this, he bursts into tears, and he goes and makes effort, and he brings some dates for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eats it with relish. And after eating it, he turns to Ka'b and he asks him, Awa tuhibbuni ya Ka'b? O Ka'b, do you love me? He says, Inni uhibbuk, I love you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Unzur ma taqul. Think about what you are saying. Think about what you are saying. He says, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk, Allah's qasam, I love you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, In kunta sadiqa, fa'idda lil faqri tijfafa, lal faqru asra'u ila man yuhibbuni, minas sayli ila muntaha. O Ka'b! O Ka'b, if you are sincere and truthful in your declaration of loving me, then prepare yourself for tests. Prepare yourself for hardship. Prepare yourself for difficulties. Because like storm waters from a high area rush to a low area, those who are sincere in their love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his deen is dying, and when the janaza of his sunnahs are coming out of the homes, they will not be able to sit back on their dunya. Hardships will come upon them. The love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their hearts will demand from them that they strive in the path of Allah, and that they understand what the stones of Taif fell on my Nabi for. Six miles, they set the street urchins upon him. The dogs were set upon him. Understand, Muarikhin write, that blood started spurting. If a stone is thrown on a person, blood, the flesh doesn't split. Until 20, 30 stones don't fall on the same spot, then only the flesh will split. They set stones upon stones, until eventually the flesh of his legs split open and blood started spurting out. In the riwayat it comes, the land of Taif started crying, the sky up of Taif started crying, Bajjatil Malaika, the Malaika started crying. They couldn't take what was happening to the Nabi of Allah. When he fell down, they caught up with him, picked him up physically, forced him to carry on running so that they could carry on pelting him. All this was heaped upon him. Months upon months of hunger was heaped upon him. Why? For the sake of this ummah. For the sake of hidayat, for the sake of that same effort which today this ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not only forgotten, but forgotten that he forgot. Bhul gaye aur ye bhi bhul gaye ki bhul gaye. Forgot that he forgot. Nasiyam mansiya, forgotten. Out of the minds, out of the heart. Dunya, dunya, dunya. What understanding have we got of his life? What understanding have we got of his qurbani? For what did he give that qurbani? Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in the Rasul of Allah is the perfect example. Come on that mole. You were sent for what he was sent for. Your day is to be his day. Your night is to be his night. Oh Ka'b, if you are sincere in what you are saying, azmaish, test, hardship must follow you because you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even his wives, such test was put upon them that they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are not fairy tales, my beloved brothers. It's easy to talk about it. Shed 1-2 tears, but understand, this deen didn't reach us just like that. Today deen is dying, the heart is not crying. The heart is not crying. Millions are becoming murtad around us. Those of batil are giving their lives, are going to the jungles for the sake of batil. To teach mankind how to go to Jahannam. and those with haqq, those with the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of them are sitting back. That is why Mawlana Umar sahab rahmatullah used to say that today the food of one woman and two children has become more important and more valuable to us than the jannat and jahannam of 6 billion insan. The cry and the worry for the jannat and jahannam of 6 billion insan doesn't affect us like the food and shelter of one woman and two children. Jahannam is no longer a reality to us. Jannat is no longer a reality to us. مِن وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَيُسْقَى مِن مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ وَمِن وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ Around them will be fire. Mort, they will be given water, boiling water of blood and pus to drink. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ They will try to take it down, but it will not go down. Maut and the asbab of maut will come from every direction. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ But they will not die. وَمِن وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ And there will be worse azab. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى أَيَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوقَدَةِ الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةٌ فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةٍ There is no greater reality than the kalam of Allah. Allah describes His Jahannam again and again. For what? To make this ummati understand. We haven't been sent for ourselves, my beloved brothers. Ukhrijat linnas. You have been taken out. You have been selected. You have been chosen. You have been sent for mankind. Plains of Arafat, 124,000 sahaba. This zameen and this earth will never see a majma like that again. Those who took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tariq, history bears witness that Makkah and Medina put together, there aren't more than 10,000 sahaba buried. More than 90%, understand, more than 90% of those who took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died away from their homes. Ye ummat ghar rehne ke andar ke liye nahi aaye. This ummat didn't come to sit at home. The khairiyat and the dignity and the honor of this ummat was when it moved for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba moved. With the worry and the cry and the dard and the pain of insaniyat in the heart. That ay Allah deen mit raha hai. That Allah deen is dying. Allah deen is dying. Allah deen is dying. What good is this life if I don't give it for your deen? What good is that shop which stops me from your deen? What good is that possession that stops me from what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave everything for? That understanding had come into sahaba. That Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on the plains of Muta, sahaba 3,000, enemy is 200,000. He hesitates. He hesitates and he rebukes himself. Aqsamtu ya nafs. Aqsamtu ya nafs. Latanzilanna. Aw latutali'anna. In ajlaban nasa wa shaddur ranna. Mali araki takrahin al jannah. Hal anti illa nutfatun fi shanna. He says, O nafs. O nafs. I give you the wasta of Allah's qasam, you have to fall. You have to die, whether you want to or you don't want to. Can't you see how Allah's deen is being destroyed? Can't you see how the enemies have come against the deen of Allah? Mali yaraki takrahin al jannah. What is holding you back from sacrifice? Do you dislike Allah's jannat? Do you dislike the jannat of Allah? Are you not but a clot of congealed blood? Is it the world that holds you back? The world is sadaqah. Is it the wife that holds you back? I give her talaq. The reality of this dunya had opened up upon them. They understood what they were sent for, my beloved brothers. More than 90% of those who took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died away from their homes. Understand? And today in the name of deen, when the call is given, Allah's deen is dying. Strive in the path of Allah. You haven't been sent for that shop. You haven't been sent for that job. That Allah who made the heavens and the earth will protect you. That Allah who made the heavens and the earth will look after you if you will serve His deen. And what do we say? In the name of deen we withhold. This fatwa, that fatwa. Isn't it first to earn halal? Isn't it this? Isn't it that? Asal baat nafs nahi mande. Actual thing is the nafs doesn't want to accept. The nafs doesn't want to accept. The wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi come to him. And they ask, what is their request? They do not ask for increase in allowance. That is a misunderstanding. They ask that, O Nabi of Allah, we are asking for increase in provision so that we get sufficient food so that our backs stay straight. That is all. That much increase they asked. Sufficient food so that their back is able to stay straight. That is direct translation of the riwayat. They didn't ask for luxuries. They didn't ask for new outfits. They didn't ask for big homes. He becomes so angry at this request. He was rahmatul lil alameen, he was a mercy. He was a mercy. His own wives asked for that much increase. And he becomes so angry that for 29 days approximately he separates himself from all his wives. Then the ayats of the Quran come down. Ya ayyuhan nabi, kul li azwajik in kuntunna turidna al-hayata ad-dunya wa zinataha fata'alayn umatti'kunna wa usarrihkunna sarahan jameela. O Nabi, O my beloved Rasul, tell your wives that if they want this dunya, and they want the embellishments of this dunya, and they want the wealth of this dunya, and they want the luxury of this dunya, like how today the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my shop must not be affected, my job must not be affected, my livelihood must not be affected, my luxuries must not be affected, my meals must not be affected, and the deen of Allah must spread. How can it ever happen? If it could happen like this, then why did he have to suffer like that? Why were his daughters given talaq? Why were months and months of hardship heaped upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Tell them that if they want this dunya, then come, we will give them dunya, but they must separate from your nikah. They must separate from your nikah. What these men, that taluk with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands sacrifice. Love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands sacrifice. It is integral. It can never be separated. This is what the ummah has not understood. Until 100% the orders of Allah in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not alive in the whole world, till that time you cannot rest. Huwajtabakum, Allah chose you for this. You were chosen, you were selected, you were sent for this. Wa in kuntunna turidna Allah wa rasulah wad dar al akhirah fa inna Allah adda lil muhsinati min kunna ajran azima. And tell them that if they want Allah, and they want His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they want Akhirat, then they must remain. They must make sabr on this qurbani. Allah has prepared a great jannah. Through them, the lesson, the basis, the understanding of nikah, of marriage, is being given to the whole ummah. That today we have, in the name of deen, we are filling our homes, filling our homes, filling our homes. How many demands of that wife have taken that husband onto haram? How much pursuit of luxuries have caused people to go into haram? The sahabi is leaving his home. The wife calls out from behind, Iyaka wa kasbil haram, fa inna nasbiru ala al-jo, wa la nasbiru ala nari jahannam. Beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr on hunger. I will never make sabr over the azab of jahannam. Akhirat had become a reality. Akhirat had become a reality. Not only Sahaba, when this ummah was moving, Allah's deen was spreading, dunya was being made, Akhirat was being made. Hazrat Farooq Rahmatullah Alayhi, Tabi'i, and this will terminate. His wife is expecting. This is for us to understand. Who has understood deen? Did we understand or have they understood? His wife is expecting. His tashkil is made in the masjid to go in the path of Allah. He comes home. Young wife, newly married, recently married. He comes home and he tells her that I am going in the path of Allah. There it was not like us. How long are you going for? You need my permission. This must happen, that must happen. It was not like us. Their living was for akhirat. Their dying was for akhirat. They had Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of them. And they had the deen of Allah in front of them. She makes rawana of him. She's expecting. He goes in the path of Allah to Istanbul, towards Istanbul. 1 month passes. 2 months pass. 3 months pass. 4 months pass. Months upon months are passing. And it wasn't like us. I'm going for one chilla. I'll phone you also and I'll send faxes also. No message comes. Jamaats return from the path of Allah. Jamaats come into Medina. Each time the news comes to this woman in the four walls of her home that a Jamaat has returned, her aspirations build up. Perhaps news has come of Farrukh. Or perhaps Farrukh has returned. Like this, there were so many amongst them. Aspirations build up only to be destroyed. Only for our hopes and aspirations to die. That no news of Farrukh. There is no news of Farrukh. Is he alive or is he dead? There is no news. 1 year goes, 2 years go, 3 years go, 5 years go, 10 years pass. Her youth is finished. Within the four walls of that home, all those hopes and aspirations of a young bride who is newly married, I will make the home with my home with my husband. I will bring up my family. I will do this with my husband. They were also insan. I will do that with my husband. All this slowly is eaten up and eaten up and eaten up and concealed till eventually all that hope is finished. All those aspirations die within her. 20 years pass. 27 years later. 27 years later. It is night time in Medina Munawara and a lonely singular traveler comes into, riding his horse into the streets of Medina, hesitantly, slowly, his eyesight has weakened. When he left Medina, he was young, his hair was black, now that hair has become white. His beard is white, hunched over his horse, cautiously, he treads into Medina, wondering, I left a wife behind, she was expecting, is my wife alive? Is my child alive? Was it a male? Was it a female? Is my home still where it was? Hesitantly, his horse trots along until he comes to where his home was. He enters into the yard of that home. Rabia hears a sound. He comes out and he grabs hold of Farrukh. Ya adu wa nafsik, O enemy of yourself, you have come into the property of a Muslim in Medina without his permission. Farrukh rahmatullahi alayhi pleads that, oh son, oh youngster, I thought it was my home. I thought it was my home. Rabia's anger is increased that you are lying upon this. You are speaking, how can you think this is your home? Who are you? The mother, hearing a commotion outside, opens the door. And in front of her, she sees not the husband that got married to her 27 years ago, but the aged version of that same husband. He had left when his hair was black, now his hair has become white. He had left with the freshness of youth on him, now he has come back in old age. She looks at him, thinking, immediately refreshed within her heart, that how many times over those years, Rabia had asked that, where is my father? How many times over those years had her hopes raised up that one day my husband will come back. One day I will be able to build my home. Till eventually her life has passed in this, within these four walls. Till every hope and every aspiration died. But taking relish, taking consolation from the fact that Allah's deen is coming alive. Allah's deen is coming alive. My akhirat is being made. When she sees him, she screams. She screams. Rabia gets a shock and he runs to his mother. She says, oh Rabia, that is your father. Oh Rabia, that is your father. He falls down onto his knees, begging forgiveness from Farrukh. Farrukh picks him up, embraces his family. The whole night is spent in Karguzari, telling his wife what had happened over that long period of time. The azan for Fajr goes, and Rabia goes towards the Masjid in Nabawi. He performs Salah, After Fajr Salah, he comes and stands in front of the Rawda. In those days, the Rawda of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be outside the masjid. 27 years of separation. What was their love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He stands and offers his salam to Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with tears rolling down his eyes. And then he sees that a big majma, a big gathering has gathered in the masjid, and dars is going on. Because of the weakness of his sight, he could not see who is conducting the dars. He goes to someone sitting in the back, and he asks that who is the ustad, who is the teacher? Normally, a shagird or a pupil of his ustad will not hold anything back in praising his ustad. Don't you know who that is? Don't you know who it is? Imam of Medina, ustad of Sufyan Thawri. That is Rabia, ustad of so and so and ustad of so and so. So Farooq tells him, لَن تَنْتَسِبْهُ إِلَيَّ. You have not mentioned anything about his lineage. Whose son is it? He says that is Rabia bin Farooq. It is the son of Farooq. His father 27 years ago went in the path of Allah, and no one knows what happened to him. Rabia, with tears in his eyes, raises his hands and makes shukr to Allah that Allah has not destroyed his progeny. This sunnah has died. This sunnah has come out of the ummah. That understanding that this ummah was sent for qurbani, this ummah was sent for sacrifice, this ummah was not sent for this dunya. Quran declares, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَيْرُ لِلْضَرَرِ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. The one sitting at home, the one sitting at home, and the one striving in the path of Allah, the two will never be equal. Allah's qasam! Allah's qasam, the two will never be equal. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً. Allah has given fazilat, Allah has given superiority, Allah has given dignity, Allah has given honor to the one striving in the path of Allah over the one sitting at home. Sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, how much of my wealth must I spend to equal the reward of one striving in the path of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Wama maluk, how much wealth do you have? He says, Sittatu alaf, 6,000 dirhams. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Lo tasaddaqta biha, ma kana adlu nawmatil ghazi fi sabilillah. If you spend all your wealth, if you spend all your wealth, you will still not get the reward of one who is sleeping in the path of Allah. Why? Because his sleep is for the fikr of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is for the worry of hidayat. Time has run out. By bayans, the urge will come, my beloved brothers. But until we do not stand up, until we do not come unto qurbani, Allah's qasam, the conditions will not change. The back of batil in this world will not break. Allah has kept the solution in the effort of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the pattern of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in nothing else. To learn that effort and to come unto that tartib. The first step our elders are saying is four months in the path of Allah. Ramadan is in front of us. Badr was in Ramadan. Fatah Makkah was in Ramadan. Sahaba did not have the understanding of Ramadan. That today, in the name of deen, we have given to Ramadan. Let us forget our past conclusions. Let us forget our ideas and come on to the tartib of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he put his sahaba upon, the greatest qurbani of this ummah, Badr was taken in the month of Ramadan. They did not sit in Medina in the month of Ramadan. Ibadat is in its place. But today, my beloved brothers, we will sacrifice our Taraweeh at home. We will sacrifice our Iftari at home. How many of those who have not placed their heads in sajda in front of Allah will start placing their heads in sajda because of us? Our children will cry. Those tears Allah will make it a means of hidayat. How many of those who are spending the month of Ramadan eating will come on to fasting? How much Allah will give us, and not only that, you will have understood our purpose and our object. So 4 months, naqad, from this ijtima, or within a short while, let us stand up and give our names, my beloved brothers. Only those brothers, for 4 months, naqad. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the best time in the year to go in the path of Allah, is Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. These are the months, my beloved brothers, in which, inshallah, if you will spend in the path of Allah, come on to Qurbani, Allah will give us that understanding. So naqad from this majma, for 4 months in the path of Allah, let us stand up, come my beloved brothers. Himmat karke bolo bhai.